All right, well, thanks everyone. I'm Jonathan, I'm from the University of Newcastle, but not the Newcastle in the UK, the Newcastle in Australia. So if my accent is slightly incongruous, that's why. Okay, so essentially the Jamovi project is an effort to make AR accessible to a much broader audience. This is what it looks like. As you can see, we have spreadsheet data down the left-hand side, and we have nice results kind of appearing down the right-hand side. I'll come back to this. Actually, I'll spend a bit of time demonstrating Jamovi. But first of all, in this talk, I want to first of all talk about the motivations for Jamovi. I'll demonstrate its features. And then I'll demonstrate how to make an R package suitable for use within the Jamovi spreadsheet. So the project is sort of founded on these three premises. First premise is that R is this extraordinary ecosystem. That's probably something that most people here are willing to accept, given that we're all at this conference, so I probably don't need to justify that too much. However, there are a lot of people in the world who are uncomfortable with scripting or uncomfortable with programming. But there are a lot of people comfortable using a spreadsheet. And if I was to draw a circle, sort of representing everybody who knows how to use a computer, and then within that circle, I was to shade everyone who's comfortable using a spreadsheet, I'd end up with something like this, which is to say that almost everyone's comfortable using a spreadsheet, or everyone can use a spreadsheet. And so a question that I asked is, can we create an R-powered spreadsheet and make R accessible to the masses, and at the same time, invite people from the scripting, from the spreadsheet paradigm to the scripting paradigm? That is, can we bring these two communities closer together, or can we bridge these two paradigms? And that's really what Jamovi is all about. Okay, so it's important to recognize that this is not the first R spreadsheet type thing. There's R Commander, there's Deducer, R Quad, I think there's several others. And these have allowed you to visualize data in the left-hand panel. And there's menus where you can select analyses from. But what's different about Jamovi, these packages have tended to be thin wrappers around R, which is cool, but they're not true spreadsheets. And when you think of a true spreadsheet, I think of something more like Excel, where as you're interacting with the spreadsheet, it's updating your data, it's updating your results, it's updating your charts kind of live. In a true spreadsheet, there's not this idea of running and rerunning your analyses. Everything just sort of happens. And so this sort of true spreadsheet or live update is sort of the paradigm that we've used for Jamovi. And I'll demonstrate that for you now. Okay, so this is Jamovi. It starts like any normal application. This is fabulous, having a screen so large. But what I can do is I can come, I'm just going to grab an example data set. I might start with just a nice, say, correlation data set. And then, yeah, this is Jamovi. So over here we have our data tab where we have... Oh, okay. So I don't actually have as much room as I think I have. Okay, it's a bit different here, but... And so this is our data tab where we can, you know, do the usual sort of spreadsheet editing things, insert rows, insert columns, etc. And then over here we have our analyze tab where we have a bunch of analyses. We have descriptives, t-tests, ANOVA. Now we're social scientists, we're psychologists, so much of these analyses reflect what's taught in undergraduate programs in psychology. But as I'll demonstrate later, it's easy to add additional analyses to Jamovi representing other fields. If I want to run some descriptives, I can just run this one, and then I can just sort of pop a few variables from the left over to the right. And you can see that that's sort of updating in real time. If I want some, say, some bar plots and some histograms, I can get those too. Maybe I'm pining for the old, good old days of SPSS, so I might activate the I Love SPSS theme, or maybe I'm not. And so, yeah, so there's kind of this neat interactivity. If I want to do, now I might go on to do, a correlation matrix. And again, I can just pop these from the left over to the right, and they're updated. Maybe I don't want to report significance. Maybe I do want to flag significant correlations. But what's neat about this is that I can actually go back to an analysis that I performed earlier, such as descriptives. And I can see exactly what options we used to create that. And I can even go on to make additional changes. So, you know, so this is sort of a step into reproducibility, where you can go back and you can see exactly what options we use to create an analysis. And of course, the other neat thing is that we can just start typing numbers in, and you can see the results update in real time. And you'll see that only the numbers that actually need to change are recalculated. Whereas if I go over to this column, conscientiousness, which none of the analyses are actually using, and I type in numbers, the analyses know that they don't need to recalculate. So that's part of this kind of live, reactive sort of model. I'll also just show you a quick feature. We also have our syntax mode. Is that that's OK? So I'll just quickly, so I'm using the tooth growth data set here from R, and I'm just going to quickly pop some variables across. Let's grab some of these. OK, so I've got an ANOVA here. But what I can do is I can place this in syntax mode. And this gives me the sort of output that I would expect to see in an R session. So what I can do here is I can, and up the top here is the R syntax. So what I can do is I can grab this syntax, I can copy it, and then I can come over to an R session like this. As you can see, I'm reading in the tooth growth data set. And then I can just run that. It's kind of hard to see, isn't it? But what you'll see is that we're getting exactly the same results in the R session. We're actually getting these nice ASCII tables, and of course we're getting the same plot. So this is a way that sort of Jamovi invites the user to go further with R scripting and what have you. And later on we'd like to add the ability to export all of this as R Markdown. So let me just put it back into normal mode again. I should probably zoom this in a bit. We have this to make it easier for presentations. I should be using it. Okay, so that's that. Another neat feature we have is the Jamovi library. And this is more or less a similar concept to CRAN. What I can do is I can come along and I can browse a bunch of different modules that are available, what are analogous to packages in R. And let's say I want to install the Toaster package, which is a 2-1-sided t-test module by Daniel Larkins. I can just install that. And if the internet is working, which it appears to be, I can just install that. And now you'll see that I've got this new entry up here called Toaster, and I can run a Toast independent samples t-test. So it's very easy to install modules and get up and running. Okay, so that's kind of the Jamovi concept. So it's important to point out that it's not just a thin wrapper around R, and kind of as I alluded to before, a true spreadsheet needs to be reactive. It's not always practical to recalculate all of your analyses every time a small change is made. And so the analyses are smart. They only recalculate what is needed. But there's a bit of a trade-off here, because this kind of improved user experience requires additional effort on the part of the developer, and so which leads me to sort of talk you through the process of developing Jamovi modules. So, first up, I think this is a great opportunity for authors of R packages, as it makes your work accessible to a much broader audience. Now, it may be that your packages are targeted at a very technical audience and there's no utility here, but I think there's a lot of places where we can make our work accessible to, say, less sophisticated scientists, or certainly in the social sciences, this is, I think, really significant. And of course, remember that diagram of the number of people who know how to use a spreadsheet. What's more, the R syntax mode is a bit like a tutorial on how to use the package. You can toggle options and you can see exactly what syntax is required to use those options. And the ASCII tables it produces are actually pretty nice. Okay, so essentially a Jamovi module is just an R package with some extra stuff. It still works as an R package, it can still be submitted to CRAN, etc. And indeed, all of those analyses that I showed you earlier, we make them available in the JMV package, which is also available on CRAN. And that's obviously how the syntax mode works, is by generating syntax for that package. So you can take your package, which has been adapted to be a Jamovi module, you can call DevTools install, and that will install it into R. But we provide JMV tools install, and that builds it into a Jamovi module. And so this same package can be built for both platforms. So First up, we have the Jamovi Developer Hub, and that has tutorials on how to augment R packages such that they operate as such that they can operate in the Jamovi spreadsheet. That's fairly straightforward. I'm just going to give you a quick overview of that sort of thing now. And so adding a Jamovi-aware analysis to a package is quite simple. We've used this JMV tools package, and we go JMV tools, add analysis, and here you can see we're adding a t-test with the title independent samples t-test. And this, one of the things that it creates is an analysis definition. And so up the top here, so this is just YAML, and up the top here you can see that it's an analysis called t-test with the title independent samples t-test. And in this case, it has the menu group super awesome. And so if we were to install this into Jamovi, this is how it would appear in the menus. So that's where that information is used. Next up come the options. And these have different types. So we have dep, which is of type variable, group, which is of type variable, and then we have alt, which is of type list. And what these end up being represented in the user interface like this. You can see here's the dependent variable, here's group, here's alt, etc. But when it's represented as an R function, this is what it looks like. So the options framework sort of unifies the user interface and the R function. And another thing it does is it generates a template for you to create your analysis. And so we use R6 classes for this. This looks a little bit overwhelming, but basically you can ignore all of this except for this one here, which is .run, and that's where you put your analysis. And you see that there are three things you have access to: self$data, which represents the data as a data frame; self$options, which represents the options that the user has specified, either through the user interface or through the function call, and then self$results is the results object that you populate the results into. So just quickly, here's an analysis. So you can see I've taken the self$options$dep, that dependent variable, I've pasted it together with the tilde and the grouping variable, so I've assembled a formula, I've turned it into a formula, and then I've called the t-test function from the base R package. And you can see I've passed in the formula, the data, and whether the variances are equal. I assign that to results, and then I specify this as the content in that results object. And now what we can do is we can install this module into Jamovi and into R. And we can do that using the JMV tools install and the dev tools install. And let me just demonstrate that for you now. Can I make this bigger? Zoom in. Okay. And so now I can just go JMV tools install. And that'll install the module. And now if we come back here, you can see that now we have this additional super awesome module. Actually, this isn't, where's my tooth growth data set? And now I can come along and I can run this super awesome analysis. Well, it's maybe too big. And you can see that it is throwing an error because we haven't handled the situation where the person hasn't specified all the variables yet. But once I drop some things in there, bing, I get a t-test. And of course, I can come over here and, you know, I can check the checkbox for equal variances, and you can see the analysis updating in response to that. Okay. Yeah, and obviously it's possible to do things like rich results as well, but I don't have time to get into that now. But again, if you're interested, the dev.jamovi.org developer hub is a great place to get started. And of course, there's forums if you get stuck, and of course, there's our GitHub page as well. I'll just give you a quick overview of our roadmap and where we're hoping to head it in the imminent future. Obviously, we want to add the typical spreadsheet-like features, like computed variables and formulas. Again, it's a different paradigm to working with R, but it's a thing that a lot of people are comfortable with. We want to add R Markdown export, so you can create Markdown documents. We want to do reproducibility. So I don't think anyone's done reproducibility in a spreadsheet before, but we do want to keep a log of the sorts of data modifications and transformations that people have done to the data so that it can be fully reproducible. SPSS and Excel import, of course. In fact, I'm a little bit embarrassed that we don't have this already. I probably should get onto that. And finally, a citation system. So this is where an analysis can produce a good tree of which packages are responsible for these calculations and what have you. And lots more stuff. Yeah, so that's Jamovi. It's available now for Windows, Mac OS, and Ubuntu. Yeah, check it out. I'll be floating around, of course, for the remainder of the conference. If people are interested in developing modules, come and see me. We're happy to give you as much support as you need in that process. And yeah, I think that's it.